This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Dirt and Sprague.
Shotgun snap, Cousins. Hands off Robinson. Breaks a tackle to the right tackle of the 10. Breaks away at the 20. Down the sideline, 30. Chase to the 40. Foot race, 50. Down the sideline, 40. 30. Chase to the 10. 5. Touchdown! Touchdown! What a run! 93 yards! The terrific Bijan Robinson!
Andy Dirt Johnson. Brandon Sprague.
Quick hand, Sharp, took it away, here we go.
But down to 12.
Oh, let me get this. Christmas ain't over, let me get my cookies for Santa. Look at this windmill, man. That's a fool, that's a Vince Carter windmill.
Dirt and Sprague on the Fan Sports Network.
Good morning. Welcome into Dirt and Sprague Sports Saturday Edition, Part 3.
Drop bombs on that thing.
Some real funk flex stuff. I like it.
Yeah, baby. We're here in New York.
No, we're here in Portland, though, for you. 6 a.m., Joe Fish, the third. Rashad Taylor across the faux marble table, a.k.a. Andre 3000.
You know, that's getting really old.
Just because a man wears a red beanie. You made fun of my pants this morning.
I said they were cute. What's wrong? They are cute. Have you seen his pants, Swag?
No, they did not catch my eye yet.
Yeah, they've got a nice little, like a little high water.
I'm showing a little ankle today.
A little capri style. That's what we used to call them. Like
getting the ladies
guys
hot.
In capri pants.
Getting the ladies real hot out there. Yeah. Not capri pants.
They're capri pants, bro.
That's,
if I wore them,
that's aggressive.
They're 1,000% capri pants.
Capri pants go like mid-calf. These are lower calf to higher ankle.
If I can see your ankle / Achilles / part of your shin.
Dude, capri pants.
Those are capri pants.
That's egregious.
By definition.
No.
Especially if they're on dudes.
I'm looking at capri pants right now. One, mostly women pants show up. There is a men's relaxed fit.
That's you,
fit.
Right there. That's exactly
that is,
what you
no,
have on.
That is
a polo
that,
tucked in.
That's
tucked
not even, in. No, it's not tucked in. It's not
oh,
tucked
he
in.
Untucked it.
So it's not. It wasn't
polo
tucked
was
in
tucked
to begin
in,
with.
Capri pants, like.
Nothing should be tucked in at 6 in the morning.
No, never ever.
No.
Never ever. I said you look cute, though, bro. What?
That's, I don't accept that compliment. I don't want you calling me cute.
Handsome? I don't know what to say.
You look dialed in, Joe.
I mean, capris.
Yeah. Is that a tight fit?
No,
they're a little snug.
All right.
I mean, so.
Thank you for calling me cute and fat, both in the same sentence.
I didn't say, I said they were snug. You might have went for a slim fit. I don't know.
Yeah, you know what? It's just another reminder while I'm going to be that guy on January 1st and try and be hitting the gym, losing weight. I got some football cleats. Some nice low top cleats. Yeah. Shout out Play It Again Sports. Appreciate you getting me a deal on those.
Yeah, and hit the field and do some drills.
Hit some pepper steps out there. Hit some nasty slants.
Yeah, get some W drills in.
Not going to lie. My dreams ever since cutting down on the greenery. I don't know if you knew this, but like when you do not smoke weed, you dream a lot more. Don't know what the correlation is. Don't know the scientific connection behind there. I mean, you haven't probably dreamed in years, knowing you.
Dream pretty frequently, yeah.
But
how does that work? Because I never remember my dreams, and I have never had one puff of herb.
I had three vivid-ass dreams yesterday. Yesterday, when I went home and took a nap, crazy dream. Can't even begin to explain it. Second dream was seeing my son detained by ICE for whatever reason. Not, you know, no reason for that to happen to him, but that was absolutely traumatizing seeing that happen in my dream. Woke up at like 1:30, like, Joey. And then the last dream was me, for some reason, back in high school, just running routes, running slants.
And that's the one that motivated you.
Oh, dude.
Let's get up and do something with my life.
Well, I mean, I already had the cleats. The cleats were, I got those about 2 weeks ago.
I say, you wouldn't dusting them off?
No, I went to Play It Again Sports. Have you been to Play It Again Sports before?
I've not been to Play It Again Sports.
I'm giving them some free advertising right now because Play It Again Sports is fantastic. I went in there with a couple old pairs of basketball shoes and that my son had, and he's grown out of them. Gave them to him. I'm like, hey, whatever I can get for in-store credit. They're like, yeah, we'll give you $20. I'm like, perfect, whatever. I found a pair of unused Adidas football cleats, low tops, like perfect for running routes, and not even used. I'm not even kidding. Like the spikes on them were still fresh, clean. Found a official size football, regular size football, brand new as well. Never been used, not a scratch on it. Both of those with the trade in the shoes, $20.
All right.
For all of that. I was pretty dead set on like having to go to the Adidas store, the employee store, and getting some like soccer cleats, you know, spending like $50, $60
just something light.
Just so I can have something, you know. But then I found these babies, and then I found another football. I'm ready. I'm ready for Joey to throw me some dimes. Back shoulder fades, slant routes, post routes.
Now, is Joey getting ready to play football at any point? Or
no.
Or is that something that's still
no,
is off the table?
I'm just going to make him my quarterback so that way I can get some...
He's all-time quarterback?
I can just get some reps in, you know, just go out to the field to just start yelling at him. You got to put the ball here, all right?
In the numbers. In the numbers.
Throw me open. Yeah, just... Be totally irrational, dad, out there for someone who's
fire
not
that
even,
effing pigskin, son,
who's not even playing football at all. But no, I needed him to because when we go to the like, if he wants to practice soccer, or wants to play soccer, and we go out to the field, I didn't have any cleats. He has cleats, but I didn't have any. I don't want to be slipping and sliding out there, so I needed to grab some cleats too.
And that first time you slip and fall on your side, kind of hurt your hip. Yeah, that sucks.
Pull a groin.
You act like it doesn't hurt, but oh. Ouch.
I'm like, you're taking like just the tiniest of steps.
Yeah.
Just so that way you don't take too long of
try to get up to recover fast to make sure everybody knows you're okay, but deep down, you're not okay.
Oh, we did the kids versus parents scrimmage a couple of years ago, soccer. Within 2-3 minutes, I was on my ass.
Like, yeah.
Trying to go for a ball on the right pitch and then try to send it in, and then just momentum took me over. And it was not good. It was not a good display of athleticism.
Oh, my gosh. Last night at the Blazer game, you know how they do the thing with the they put the people in the, like, bubble suits and they make them kind of crash into each other?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. The first time these people did it, one of these kids flipped so high into the air, feet overhead. It was like, oh, my God. we couldn't stop laughing the entire time. Nobody won, number one. They just kept knocking each other down.
Well, it sounds like you all won in the crowd to witness something like that.
So last night was the most bizarre Blazer game as far as being a participant in the crowd that I've ever been to.
You went to the game last night. I can't believe
you. Well, it's Flag Day. I had to see Cooper Flag play. I had to see him in person. Like, I wanted to see if it was real.
What time did you get home?
Yeah, that's...
Well, luckily, I don't live too far away from
Mona. Because the game didn't tip till 7:45.
7:40, tip. By the time I got home, it was 10:45? Only because I live super close to Moda. So I don't live more than 7 minutes away from it in the car. You know, so that was cool.
And the Blazers should have allowed you to duck out of there early, but
they should have. They should have, but in typical Blazer fashion, they made us work for it.
Boy, you know? They're entertaining, huh? You're going to get your money's worth.
I mean, it's up and down. It really is an emotional roller coaster when you're watching a Blazer game or at a Blazer game. Like, sports in general is that.
Yes.
But my God, going to a Blazer game, this extreme high for three quarters because this game is going great. Like, this couldn't be any better. Incredible lows. Like, how can this team be so damn bad to where they trick these leads all the time? Back to super high. I see the potential in this team. We could be great. We can't make free throws down the stretch. Maybe not. Oh, shoot. We got shooters off the bench that can do stuff.
Sounds kind of like an abusive relationship to
me. That's, you know.
I can fix them.
They're hurting me. They really are. Like, it hurts to be a Blazer fan. My buddy and I were talking, and we saw all these kids, these young kids, with the, you know, airbrushed Blazer stuff on their face and everything.
Did you hit him with the Billy Madison? Leave.
Go as fast.
Not the opposite
as
of
far
Billy
as you can.
Run away as far as you can.
Listen, we were like, why would you do this to your kids? Like, why would you make them be a Blazer fan? Like, why would you, let them choose, man? Don't give them this heartache for years and years on end, man. Let them go and be a Warriors fan. Let them go be a Mavericks fan. Seriously,
don't let them do that.
Let them go do it. Listen, man, I mean, I love my team.
Rashad, I can't believe you just said that.
I love
on
my
the
team.
Portland Airways.
I love my team. I absolutely love. I don't.
Doesn't sound like it.
I've spent swag. I'm 42 years old. In my lifetime, I've spent $100,000, more than 100 grand on Blazer stuff. Tickets, memorabilia, gear, swag, whatever the case is. I spent over 100 grand on that stuff my entire life. Probably more, if I'm being honest, based on what we spend at the games and stuff. This is real life. An investment that we're making with no payoff right now. This is tough to see.
Then stop going.
I can't. I love them. I love them. I can't let them go. An abusive relationship. I should let them go. I just can't. I love them.
Got a crazy idea for you. Stop going to games.
I wish it were that easy. You say that like it's easy. It's
it
not.
Is.
It's
Cowboy
not.
Fan.
Yeah, see, of all people.
Hey.
Right?
Hey.
You got a long-term abusive relationship. Yeah, get out of here.
Well, I would say that my...
At least I got to watch 5 Super Bowls on TV in my lifetime.
You got to see a Super Bowl on TV?
I think I had a binky in my mouth at the time. I think I had a...
Goo goo gaga.
Yeah, I had a crap-filled diaper when that was happening. Oh, it was the last one was 96, correct?
It was the 95 season, so
96
the Super Bowl was...
Super Bowl, though.
96.
Yeah, so I was turning 4 when that happened. Fond memories.
I get it, but yeah, it hurts to be a Blazer fan.
Can replay them like that. Just I can rewatch the whole game in my head.
Yeah, on YouTube, you know, whatever. Relive the old times.
Hey, listen, I know. I mean, we talked about it yesterday. It's as you get older, you live through your fandom, your teams for so long. And your emotional investment, it's like the stock market. It goes up and down, you know.
Dow Jones.
I will say, though, that we're in a slump. We're in a bear market right now. We are not bullish on Cowboys fandom or Blazers fandom at this point in my life. Ducks fandom, sky high. Sharks fandom, we're back on the rise, okay? But Orioles, we're teetering, you know.
Fluttering.
Yeah, exactly. But, Cowboys and Blazers fandom, it's... probably at an all-time low, I would say.
No, I don't. No. The Blazers' all-time low was a couple of years ago. When they traded Dame and
Esther
threw the towel in. You've got a new owner supposedly coming where you hope that you will have an actively participating ownership that you haven't had for the last however many years. So there is some light at the end of the tunnel.
So it's not a bear market. We're in a hold pattern.
But
right
you're,
now.
It's a long tunnel right now.
Yeah.
Well, I saw some, I don't know who tweeted it or posted it, or maybe it was a listener that texted in or something like that. Like, if the season continues at this trajectory, that this will be their sixth losing season in the last seven seasons, which is like unheard of in Blazers history.
Yeah,
like,
that's going back to the start of the franchise.
Yeah, like this is uncharted territory. And I still have Brandon Sprague's words, this very show host on this show saying years ago, yeah, you're not built for a decade of no playoffs. The city in town and this fan base is not built for this. And he was right. I know I wasn't. And I mean, credit to the fans that still do, invest like this man across the table and spend as much time caring as you do, because I can't at this point.
I love him.
I love him.
Sorry.
I know they can change.
Yeah.
Well,
you don't know him like I do, Joe.
I'm usually in for about like the first 10, 15 games of the season, and then I'm like, yeah, all right, this is about what I expected, and then I'm out of here.
That can tell you a lot, but our dudes are hurt, so we'll see when they get back.
Yeah, they're going to be hurt seemingly forever.
Not true.
I mean, could have sworn that Jrue Holiday, that was, what, 1 to 2 weeks? Scoot Henderson reevaluated in 4 to 8, still not back or running or doing anything, so, you know, all good. We're fine, though. We're fine. There's a little Blazer segment to start the morning for you. A great way to start your morning, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, they got a win, though, right?
I mean,
they doubled up.
6-7.
Oh, God.
They got a tough roadie coming up, though.
Yeah, they sure do. But, hey, one of the teams that they're starting with got their number, right? All right.
Tight, right?
I'm done with this. I'm done with this Blazers talk. We got football, and let me see here, more football. No, just to lay out the show for you, we got NFL Factoid here coming here in hour one. Hour two, getting into some playoff talk. We're going to have Adam Lichtenstein, or Lichtenstein. We're going to have to confirm that name. South Florida Sun Sentinel to talk about the Miami Hurricanes versus Ohio State in their matchup in the Peach?
No.
Damn it.
Cotton Bowl.
See, I knew it.
Peach Bowl is where tomorrow. The Ducks go when they beat Texas Tech.
That's right. But it is tomorrow. I do know that now.
Cotton Bowl is tomorrow. You'll hear it right here on The Fan.
That's right. I wonder what I'm going to do for that. And then we are going to get heavy into Ducks talk in hour three. So if you are a Ducks fan, if you are curious about this Ducks-Texas Tech matchup, a lot of transfer / coming back news for another year over the last week that we'll get into hour number three. And then hour number four, I continue top sports moments of 2025. We got mail sack and plenty of other stuff. So let's get to going.
Let's do it.
All right. You can share with us on the text line 503-864-6326. But we start with the NFC Wild Wild West. Do that next year. Dirt and Sprague Sports Saturday Edition on the Fan Sports Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
I'm telling you, Rashad, my route running in my dreams last night, pristine. Always prided myself on my route running.
Have you ever had a dream as far as sports and then woke up like, that's how you do it? I remember, for me, it was like in high school, and it was pretty much dunking the ball. And then I woke up, like I had a dream that I could do it and did it like this. I was like, that's how you do it.
I remember like
got up and a year after that, it was easy to dunk.
A year or two ago, I had I got some running on with the Blazers. Got a couple minutes.
How'd it go?
Good. Surprisingly well.
Get a bucket?
Yeah, I think I got a couple fast break points. You know me. I was saying yesterday, it's just effort. You know, just make my presence felt in other ways. Defense leads to offense. You know, get 4 points. You know, get a couple easy layups. Yeah. It was great.
That's absolutely. Crazy. Even in our dreams, we're just kind of mid playing with the Blazers. We're just happy to get a bucket.
Had me the next morning looking on Basketball Reference. I swear I played. Typing my name in, trying to see. I was like, wait, where's the game logs? I swear I was on that court, man.
Ever looked up your name and saw that there is another guy named Joe Fisher III who's probably cold at sports somewhere?
No, I don't want that level of disappointment.
Yeah, there is a Rashad Taylor. Apparently he played at like, I want to say it was Grambling or Southern or something like that.
Sounds
and
about
really
right.
Good. And I was like, oh, shoot. Cold. So I just lie to people and tell them it was me.
My name, I haven't seen a lot of, not a lot of swag guards.
I don't know a lot of swag guards, yeah.
No. Just my late uncle who pitched for Oregon State back in the day.
Oh, there you go.
See,
my dad.
Pull that one.
My dad.
Or my grandfather who played for Heck Edmondson at UW.
Good old Heck.
Ladies want to hear that. Hey, you know my grandfather played up here.
You ever heard of a guy named Heck Edmondson?
Oh, my God. I have all of his posters.
Well, I will say my dad, he reminds me of Uncle Rico a little bit, where he was just
throw
like,
that ball a quarter mile.
Yeah, like I played running back. I played slot back. I was the punter. I was the kicker.
How much would I bet I can throw a ball over the mountains?
I played linebacker.
Was he more Uncle Rico or Al Bundy?
I'm not familiar with Al Bundy's game.
Al Bundy was a real legend though. 4 touchdowns in one game.
Against Polk High.
So Al Bundy is a real legend though. And was a baseball player as well. We forget about that.
Was that married with kids?
Married with children.
Married with children. Yeah.
See, say married with kids.
Married with kids. Is that what was it? Not
my wife and kids.
My wife and kids. That's not the Marlon Wayne. It was one of the Waynes.
That's Damon Wayans.
Damon Wayans. Thank you. I was getting them all getting them mixed up there. And I'm sure that someone who's like 50 or 60 listening to our show is shaking their head at me right now.
Probably. I'm shaking my head at you.
Hey, My Wife and Kids was a good show.
Great show.
Yeah, it was. It was a show.
It was a great show.
It was a good show.
You get 5-6 seasons, you're a good show.
It was good. What was good last night was that Monday Night Football game. It got interesting out there at the end.
It did.
It was did. Not good for the L.A. Rams, but good entertainment overall, just because it looked like the Falcons were going to be running away with that one.
Real early.
Yeah. The Rams, straight doo-doo, as Anthony Newman would say. And then Jared Verse had other plans as far as blocking a field goal and returning it himself to make it, at that point, I think it was 24-17. And then the Rams connect to Puka Nacua to tie it up. Falcons were able to then take the lead back with a field goal near the end, 27-24, with about like 20-something seconds left, 30-something seconds left. And then the Rams, man, they had like three different moments in that final drive that could have gone their way, and it just didn't. You would think third time's the charm. It was not. One, two, or a third time was not the charm. He had Matt Stafford had a wide open receiver at one point that he just overthrew him. I'm telling you, wide open. That would have put him into field goal range. Then the Puka Nacua catch, non-catch, which was almost catch of the year.
Yeah.
Which I swear to God, I watched eight different angles and I tried to find the bobble. I guess it was there. Maybe there was.
They showed the one.
Maybe there was a ninth angle that I just missed, because every single one I was like, I'm seeing a catch.
No,
every
there was
time.
One where they shot kind of from the crowd looking towards the sideline, and you could clearly see the ball, as he was falling out of bounds, became completely dislodged from his forearm. There was open space all around the ball.
Okay.
And then he didn't recapture it until he was out of bounds.
Well, it would have been a sick catch.
It would have been a spectacular catch. Yeah. But the one that'll get him was the first down play when he missed the wide open receiver.
Oh, yeah. That was brutal. Just absolutely brutal. And then the last throw that was incomplete, that there was no pass interference called, that very well should have been called. It was just a brutal last like 30 seconds for the Rams, and then they made a last attempt to try and get downfield and incomplete. Time ran out. It was fourth down anyways. Yeah. So, I mean,
I think the bigger concern for the Rams is that their front seven got turned into Swiss cheese by the Falcons rushing attack.
Oh, yeah. I mean, whether it was passing or running the ball, I mean, they were flying in there, just laying hat. It was an impressive performance by the Falcons overall, defensively especially. I was shocked.
Yeah, I didn't mind you. I didn't see most of the game because obviously I went to another one. But to be fair to this defense of the Rams, Bijan Robinson for this Falcons team has been doing that to people all year. There's no team that's been able to bottle him up and keep him quiet on the night. This is just kind of the player that he is, catching out of the backfield, running the ball. The Rams just didn't have an answer for him. Like, there was everything they did, he just countered. And I'm watching now, looking at the highlights, and that 93-yard run wasn't touched. Like, so I get a lot of credit to that offensive line from the Falcons, because we knew Bijan was going to have, if you're a fantasy owner or if you played against him at some point, you know how good he has been week to week to week to week. So this shouldn't be much of a surprise. I'm really looking at the those linebackers and figuring out how you guys got beat almost every single time by Bijan.
Yeah, most of the folk, obviously the Rams are going to the playoffs and Stafford is in contention for MVP and blah, blah, blah. I came away, the big thought coming away was, how do the Falcons screw this up in the worst division in football? Like, if all the parts are that good, I know Penix got hurt, but still, how did the Falcons screw this season up?
Yeah, Drake London being hurt for the last like four games of the season hasn't been helpful for them either.
Well, Troy Aikman mentioned as much at the end of the game when Bijan Robinson was coming out of the tunnel for his interview. He was saying, he's like, you know, the fact that he hasn't been able to experience playoff football yet, that's the one thing that I'm sure he wants to do. He's like, but then you also see with this team, like, how talented they are and the talent on this Falcons team, how they're not able to do it, not able to put the pieces together in a division as bad as this. And you would probably now point to coaching Raheem Morris. I think that he's not going to, I don't think he's going to get fired after this year, but boy, he has tried his damnedest to get fired this year. Many, many times, even the kickoff decision late, like it was like, why would you not kick the ball to a returner just to waste a few seconds so that way the Rams have less time to work with.
I just thought that was on the kick. Who knows if he actually told him to say, hey, get this down to the five or something, and he just put a little juice into it. I mean, he caught it a yard into the end zone. It's not like he kicked it through the end zone. There's some stuff that's on the players.
Yeah, his defense, a lot of it is defense, too. For Raheem Morris to be a defensive guy, like, I would expect him to have a defense that's usually when you have a defensive-minded head coach, the defense is great, and the offense might kind of putter a little bit and everything. This is the case where the offense looks like it could be pretty good. It's the defense that just can't seem to stop anybody.
Well, we didn't get to the NFC West as much there, but we'll save it for hour number two. We have some playoff scenarios that I want to talk about as far as week 18 and just look at the NFC West overall, because just a wild division, wild end to it as well. And bring back up our Rams conversation from yesterday, man, because they are they're in a weird spot going into the end of this season. And I don't know if you've looked at those MVP odds now, but
Drizzy Drake.
Well, boy, how quickly things can change. Just in a matter of a game. You know, screw the rest of the season. Just one game is all that matters, right? But it's time for NFL Factoid Tuesday. We got good. We got bad. What do you want to start with, the good or the bad? We started, I think, bad last week.
Let's start good today, then.
Let's go good?
Yeah, let's
go
do good. That.
All right. NFL Factoid, the good. Do that next year. Dirt and Sprague, Joe Fisher, and Rashad Taylor. But welcome back in. Joe Fish, Rashad Taylor sitting in for Dirt and Sprague today, tomorrow. And then I believe Dirt will be back on Friday.
They'll both be back.
They'll both be back on Friday. Okay.
Yep. They got a lot of pent up takes. We'll be reacting to the quarterfinals. So.
Yeah. I figured that Dirt would not be able to go a whole weekend, extended weekend at that. And not be able to share his thoughts on the Ducks' victory. Calling it now.
Put it out there in the atmosphere.
Oh, yeah.
I love it.
Got to put out the energy. It's the secret, right? Isn't that what the whole, the secret, the book, you know what I'm talking about?
I don't.
Not familiar?
What's the secret? Tell me.
I think the secret is, I mean, it's a bunch of hubbubaloo about, like, if you put out the energy, the positive energy, and you say things that are positive, like, I'm going to have a supermodel wife in a Ferrari, like, and just keep putting it out there, then it's going to happen.
Okay.
Yeah, I know.
All right. I mean, yeah, do your thing, bro.
Yeah. Like, that's essentially what it is. So, the Ducks are going to win on Thursday. You just keep saying that, you know.
I believe it.
The universe will respond with a Ducks victory on Thursday.
Well, this is one of those things, because I actually kind of believe that. So.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, save it. Save it for hour number three. We're going to talk some Ducks Texas Tech today, tomorrow. Still got plenty to get to on that front. But it's time for NFL Factoid Tuesday. We are starting with the good, I believe. We went NFL Factoid bad to start last week. Let's start with the good. Let's start on a high note and then crush some dreams at the end of the first hour here. Christian McCaffrey. Pretty good?
Oh, yeah, I think so.
Pretty good. So good that he joined Hall of Famer LaDainian Tomlinson as the only players in NFL history to have three seasons with at least 2,000 scrimmage yards and 15 touchdowns. A white running back.
Hey, man, putting white dudes back on the map.
The position is ours, baby.
Yes, man. Listen, man, between him and what's my guy, Ricky Pearsall. I always say his name wrong. Yeah, man, the white dude, the skill positions are coming back. I love it. Shout out
Cooper DeJean.
Yeah, Cooper DeJean. Yeah, look at that.
Watch out, Rashad.
What's my man Scadaboo? Like, I mean, hey, man. Hey, now's the time. White guys, reclaim your position, man.
Watch out.
Let's get some leather helmets going.
You've been held down all these years.
Yeah,
Christian McCaffrey. I mean, what's funny about that stat, though, is that, like, LaDainian Tomlinson was so good.
So cold. So cold.
It just seems like Christian McCaffrey just, like, I would say, like, the highlights aren't as, like, oh, my God, eye-popping as LT's was.
Yeah, because LT was, like, a...
It's, like, just very consistent, you know, just, like, I'm just going to just... death by a thousand cuts over time.
Yeah, LT was very, like, shifty, almost like a... kind of similar to what Barry Sanders was, you know, kind of low to the ground, can move like that, but not, there's nothing shifty about Christian McCaffrey. It's straight down your throat all the time. So, hey, man, I that's not shocking to me.
I'm going to have to hit my son with the, what do you know about LaDainian Tomlinson, huh? Prime LT.
What's a LaDainian Tomlinson? That's probably what he'll say.
Also, the Chargers, I love it when they wear the all-navy blue uniforms.
That's such a cold jersey.
Like they did on Saturday.
Such a cold jersey.
Oh, just disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. This next one, this could be good and or bad, depending on how you view it. Philadelphia, they improved to 9-0 this season when Jalen Hurts throws for fewer than 200 yards.
I mean,
hey, 9-0, that's all wins. That's good for Philly. I would say that usually, you know, having your quarterback be the leader of your team and be the reason you win rather than, you know, in spite of, I feel like that's kind of a problem. But still, 9-0 when Jalen Hurts throws for less than 200 yards.
I think you have a really talented team all around. You have a great running back. You have great defensive position. So you don't really need him to do a whole bunch. You look back at those old Cowboy teams of yours, Aikman wasn't the best player on that team. Wasn't even the third best player on that team, probably.
Well, no, when you have all pros at every position.
He was incredibly accurate, but yeah, they were a running-based team.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with that. Quarterback doesn't always have to be the leader of your team.
No. Whatever. Eagles suck. Next one. Tyler Shuck, your rookie of the year.
Oh, shucks. Oh, shucks. What?
I don't know why Swag shook his head yesterday at Tyler Shuck potentially being the rookie of the year.
He only played half a season, really.
Well, hell, that's all you need as a rookie sometimes. I mean,
gave them people a null and some hope.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, they sure did. In fact, he became the first rookie quarterback to throw back-to-back 300-yard games since C.J. Stroud in 2023. He becomes the first Saints quarterback to win four straight games since Drew Brees in 2020.
Look at you. Totally redeem yourself, Tyler.
Saints, hottest team in the NFL right now?
Hey.
Well, no, I mean, Jags probably are.
I believe it's the Jags.
Yeah.
Making the push to next year.
Saints close.
But whenever you end a season on a high note like that, you've won a few games, like, you've got a lot of momentum going into next season. There's going to be a lot of expectations for this Saints team next year. Potentially 8-9 wins for them. That's what the expectation is going to be.
I don't know how the tiebreakers all play out in that division, but because if, like, the Bucs lose and the Falcons lose next week and the Saints win,
if it ends in a three-way tie, Carolina gets the tiebreaker.
I know that. And so the Saints and Falcons actually play each other to end the season, divisional battle.
Yeah, so if Carolina beats Tampa, then they win outright.
I just want the Saints to finish second in the division somehow, some way. I think that'd be hilarious.
That'd be awesome.
If Tampa beats Carolina Saturday, then Tampa needs the Saints to beat Atlanta,
yes,
to get to win the division.
Because, yeah, if the Falcons, the Bucs and Panthers are all 8-9. It comes down to record between all three of them, and the Panthers have the best record between all three of them, so they would win,
yes,
the division. But I really want the Saints to somehow finish second in this division at 7-10. And the last one, Drake May, your boy.
Yep. What about him?
Very, very good game on Sunday. His statistical line in the victory over the Jets, it ranks first on a list of 13,687 quarterback performances since 2000.
Wow.
May averaged 1.28 EPA, expected points added, per pass play, which is the highest figure in True Media's data set, which dates back to 2000 and includes 13,687 performances when quarterbacks participated in at least 20 pass plays.
Wow.
So he literally had the best game of the last 25 years, best quarterback performance of the last 25 years.
Who did he play against?
I mean, the Jets, but
there we go.
There's been a lot of bad teams over the last 25 years.
A lot of bad teams. The Jets might be the worst of them all.
I was going to say, the Jets make up a lot of those bad teams over the last 25 years.
I guarantee it.
But Drake May, and I want to say since 2006, this was another one I saw last night, since 2006, when they started keeping track of QBR, I want to say ESPN's QBR, he has the number one QBR game since 2006.
Let's go, Drizzy.
Another bizarre thing about that, the top 15 QBR performances, 7 of them belong to Ravens quarterbacks.
That is kind of shocking.
I think 5 of them were Lamar Jackson, 1 of them was Joe Flacco, and 1 of them was Steve McNair back in 2006.
Okay, well, those are the three. Okay, not as surprising then, because all three of those dudes are studs.
Yeah.
And MVPs, with the exception of Flacco?
Well, Steve McNair, he won one in Tennessee.
Tennessee, yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, still
so MVP. MVP? Yeah, that's true. There's the good NFL factoid. Time for the bad. We get to the bad part of NFL Factoid next here on Dirt and Sprague on the Fan Sports Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
NFL Factoid rolls on here on Dirt and Sprague. Swag's bobbing over there to the Warren G. I don't know if it's more so the Warren G or the Michael McDonald sample that he's more of a fan.
A little bit of both.
I mean, hell, they're both good songs.
Michael McDonald is always invited to the cookout. Just so we're clear. Yeah, beautiful voice.
All right, NFL Factoid bad. Which basically I feel like this could just be NFL Factoid New York football.
I was gonna say, let's start with the Jets.
How about we start with the Giants, huh? Okay. And actually, this is technically an NFL Factoid bad for the Patriots, for what I'm about to read to you. Okay. The 3-13 New York Giants have more wins against teams over 500 than the New England Patriots at 13-3 do.
That is not shocking. That is not shocking, unfortunately.
The one win that the Patriots have over a team above 500 is the Buffalo Bills. And the Giants, they have wins over the LA Chargers and the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah.
That is two of their three wins.
Yes, yes. I mean, two really, really big wins for them. And they weren't like, with the exception of the Chargers win. Like,
and I remember I bet on both of those games and lost both of those because I was like, no way. I think I live bet the Chargers coming back against the Giants, and they did not. And then I think I live bet the Eagles beating the Giants. That was a Thursday night football game, and that was Cam Scatabo just going off. That was his three-touchdown game that night.
Love Cam Scatabo.
Yeah. He's fun.
He's a lot of fun to watch.
The next one, now this is a bad New York football stat. Starts good, and then it just gets sad. Breece Hall, running back for the New York Jets, he has eclipsed 1,000 rushing yards this season.
Really?
Yes. True story. He has eclipsed 1,000 yards for this season, so that's the good part. The bad part, this is the first 1,000-yard rusher for the Jets since Chris Ivory did it in 2015.
Wow. 10 years, eh?
10 years since the Jets have had a 1,000-yard rusher
in a
season.
That tracks, though. Like, it's unfortunate, but that and the Jets were probably still bad then. I can't even remember how good they were 10 years ago.
I mean, they've literally had 10 straight losing seasons.
So that was the last time they were good was when they had a 1,000-yard rusher.
Yes.
So, sorry, Breece. Like, not this year, though.
And also, I'm just curious. I'm looking this up live. I don't know if their tight end Mason Taylor is going to play next week. If he's injured still, I know that he was banged up. He is questionable, but he is their second leading receiver on the team at 369 yards. Garrett Wilson leads the team and with 395. Granted, he has not played in like 2.5 months.
Yeah.
Breece Hall has 350 yards. They have not had someone, how do I word this? They have had a player get more than 400 yards receiving in a season like every year since like 1970. So they could very well go a season without a 400-yard receiver.
Right? It's good to be a Jets fan, right?
Totally.
Yeah, awesome. I feel bad for those guys. Talk about the Blazers and not giving your kids that type of fandom. Like, you're making your kid be a Jets fan. Like, come on, man. That's bad parenting.
The Jets defense, they have also forced. I want you to guess how many interceptions they have forced this year.
Forced?
Yes.
To Sauce Gardner, probably.
Well, granted, he got traded.
That's right.
After week 8 or something like that. Sauce Gardner also 2-14 this year because he was 1-7 with the Jets and then he went to the Colts and they are 1-7 since.
Yeah, I'm gonna say two.
Two? Zero.
That's I wanted to say less than two. I felt like one was an insult, but
it wasn't.
Like, yeah, okay.
It wasn't at all. I would love to know how many teams in NFL history have gone a whole season without forcing one interception.
How does that even happen?
You would think that a ball bounces, like, ricochets.
Just one interception.
A bad throw. I mean, anything.
The wind, the rain, something happened to where the ball didn't come out the right way and you were able to take one back. Or a fumble. Like, that's insane. That's again, it wasn't just Robert Saleh's fault. It's anybody that takes over that organization, you're screwed.
Well, like, I want to say, too, that like the Jets this last weekend, they had like four rookies starting in the secondary, and then they had like two undrafted rookies with getting playing time this weekend. Like, it's just like there's no coach.
Is there a worse place to be drafted than the New York Jets?
The only place right now, like this upcoming draft, might be the Raiders.
Yeah,
I was gonna say the Cardinals potentially,
that's
but
pretty bad too.
You know, but yeah.
The Cardinals is just more, they're in the toughest division. I don't think the Cardinals are in as much disarray. They got to figure out if they're going to move on from Kyler or not. But
they probably need to move on from
Jonathan
Cannon, too.
The Raiders and the Jets are absolute hot garbage messes.
Yeah.
Dumpster fires.
Yeah.
They need to get rid of Jonathan Gannon, their head coach, too. I mean, this is the end of year three. They should have fired him after the whole Did you drive your car this morning? Did you take the bus? You got fire in your gut?
Man,
that, that whole introductory
just go find Rex. Just go find Rex. Get them playing the right way again. Something needs to change. Rex Ryan? Yeah. Something needs to change, man. This is not it.
Don't do that. And last, actually, I got two more real quick ones. This is good for the Eagles, bad for the Bills. All five of the Eagles' sacks against the Bills were with a four-man rush on Sunday. Again, good for the Eagles to be able to create pressure with only
four men. Yeah.
Very bad for the Bills at the fact that you gave up all five sacks when they weren't even blitzing anybody.
Yeah, that means your defensive line was just a freight train coming at you, and your offensive line was just super soft. That's all that was. It didn't take seven. It did take six. It took four, and they beat you every time.
That's not good. Not good. And last but not least, Shedeur Sanders, quarterback for the Browns.
Rookie of the year.
Yeah, I don't know about that, especially when I read you this. Pro Football Focus's lowest graded quarterback in the NFL this season, and he has the lowest QBR in the NFL, according to ESPN.
Well, he plays for the Browns. What are we saying?
Yeah, hey, Joe Flacco was pretty good for the Browns. Well, okay. I mean, not this year, but like a couple years ago.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, he plays for the Browns.
Hey, Derek Anderson.
And he got a full season to play for the Browns. So
Derek Anderson had a pretty good year for the Browns.
He also got a full season to play for the Browns. So...
I love your, for some reason, undying support of Shedeur Sanders, even though he is not a good quarterback.
Listen, I can't grade you on what I don't see.
You clearly don't see Browns games. You're not watching Browns highlights or games at all.
If your coach sabotaged you for most of the year, if your boss sabotaged you for most of the year, you probably wouldn't be successful either.
Rashad,
just saying.
Quite honestly, your worst take of all time.
If Cooley or one of the bosses here sabotaged the way you do stuff, Joe, you would not be successful at what you do.
Yeah, because that's just what Stefanski's out there throwing the football. Yeah.
Stefanski didn't. Did he not?
Stefanski's letting him start every single game to end the year.
Well, because all the quarterbacks got hurt and Stefanski didn't.
Gabriel
have a
can
choice.
Play.
Gabriel could play, but Gabriel wasn't great either. Let's just be real.
Sounds good. Like real sabotage.
Wasn't good.
The fact that he could play Gabriel, but yet he still chooses.
When do you not get first team reps? What backup quarterback or third string quarterback doesn't get first team reps to make sure when they do get out there they know what they're doing? They know their cadence, everything.
Okay,
that's crazy.
I want you to go watch a Browns game sometime.
I've seen a couple Browns games.
I don't think you've seen a couple Browns
games. Yeah, I've
seen
a couple Browns games. I've seen enough.
I don't think you've seen enough.
Yeah, I've seen enough. Mm. I'll say this. Shador's not the issue.
Yeah, I would say he is. But I digress. You know, I'm just only telling you that he's the lowest graded quarterback in the NFL and has the lowest QBR, you know? I mean, that's, you know.
Cool.
Some would say that matters, you know. Some people, football experts,
those
you
same
know,
football I mean, experts that said... Lamar Jackson is great, but you just mentioned the five QBRs, but they say he's still trash or whatever. Like, so that means nothing to me.
But that
the QBR means nothing to me.
Stats
plus minus
and numbers
plus
and
minus
film
means nothing to me. Clearly, if people are still saying that about Lamar Jackson, he's got five of the top 15 QBRs of all time.
Yeah, big difference is Lamar Jackson is good and Shedeur Sanders is not.
Apparently not.
So. I mean, apparently not. That's kind of a big difference. Speaking of quarterbacks that are good. And if you actually watch the games, you can find that out. Justin Herbert, he's going to be sitting week 18, which is unusual, I would say, for a Jim Harbaugh coach team. But maybe they also just don't want him to die. We get into that in hour two. Playoff scenarios, get into some college football playoff, some NFC West, Seattle Seahawks to satiate your appetite. As well out there for the Seahawks fans. We do that next year. Hour number two, Dirt and Sprague, coming up on the Fan Sports Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.